Planners back rolling again. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I'm on a farm right now, about 275-acre farm on top of a ridge, and I'm looking, and I can see four or five planters running.
Dyer County row crop producer John Butler says he should be concentrating on planting his cotton crop by now. Instead, he and many other West Tennessee farmers are back replanting much of their corn. The Easter weekend freeze is thanks to that. Some farmers are still holding out, hoping the corn will come out, but Butler says his fields were just too spotty.
All the corn got burnt down to the ground, and some of it that was just barely cracking the ground, it seemed like it's the youngest of it survived the best. That was 5 to 6 inches tall, it just didn't, it's a real inconsistent stand. We need about 25,000 plants to the acre, and we end up around 14 or 15 on most of our replants. So that's what we're doing. So we're as busy now as we was a month ago.
Now, all the way over to the eastern part of the state, Blount County producer Sam Keller was just beginning to plant his some 300 acres of corn yesterday, but he's definitely concerned about his winter wheat, hay, and pastures.
Now, we've got about 170 acres of winter wheat, and it's really burned the top out of it. It's still standing. It's not falling over, but I'm still not convinced it's not going to die. It's really stunted our hay back also. The hay's not growing very much. It's been so cool on it, and, of course, we're running out of pastures, too, and we didn't carry over much hay, so we're a little concerned about that.
Yeah, you don't ever know what Mother Nature has in store for us. You know, we battle insects and weather and droughts and floods, but, you know, one thing we're persistent, and the good Lord seems to always take care of us at the end of the year. We always make it out somehow.
Tennessee farmers trying to remain optimistic for another good year. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.